to James, the first chapter. One of the things we said about this book of James is so interesting is that it almost reads like Proverbs. He has these little short, pithy statements, but the entire enterprise, the entire goal of this letter is to get people to understand that their Christian faith, their Christian walk is something that should be visible. There should be something unique about the Christian. There should be something different about us as we make our way through the world. We are not to be like other people. Now, sometimes there are folks that take that a little bit too far. We are so different that we don't want to have anything to do with the world, and the full counsel of Scripture doesn't say that. It says we are to be salt and light in the world. So we need to be in the world but not of the world. You've heard that phrase before, right? So what does that mean? It means we're supposed to go about the business of our lives in the world in a way that's distinctly different. Some of you know I went to Biola a couple of times, and one of the interesting things about Biola, it started out as a very small college. In fact, some of you remember a building that was downtown LA. It said Jesus Saves up on top of the building. Originally, that was the Bible Institute of Los Angeles. And then they moved to La Mirada, and they just abbreviated the whole thing, Biola, Bible Institute of Los Angeles. What's interesting about this little college, it's now grown to be, according to U.S. News and World Report, one of the major universities in the country, even though it's small. And what's further unique about Biola University is they have a full complement. This isn't just a Christian school, although it is. They've built an entire facility for science and math. They have a business school. Biola communicates to the world that what we want to do is we want to create doctors and lawyers and scientists and people in the music industry that are Christians, and then send them out into the world. So they do teach, it's okay for you to be an engineer. Just be a Christian engineer. It's okay for you to be a doctor, but be a Christian doctor. So what does that got to do with James? What James is saying is you can be whatever you are in the world, that's fine, but you need to be a Christian one of those. And then this book talks about what does that mean. So this particular passage that we're going to talk about today talks about one of the more difficult parts of being in the Christian walk. There's this idea of humility, which is kind of a thread throughout Scripture, but in the Scripture that we're going to do today, 9 through 12, this is what it says. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like a flower of the grass, he will pass away. For the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass, its flowers fails and its beauty perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let's pray. Father God, we live in difficult circumstances. We go through life trying to be the best that we can, and then the trials come upon us. Father, we pray as we study the word that you will show us how we are to react to these trials. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So James is now, he's going to continue with this idea of trials and a little bit more of a detailed description of how we're to handle that. So in the NIV, this first verse up here, where it says, let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation. The NIV says, believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position. And the reason I make show that is it's sometimes useful to look at other translations. It helps you get more of a 3D look at what he's trying to say. So we're going to be talking about lowly circumstances and the humble brother and exaltation and high position, so you'll get the kind of the flavor of what we're trying to get out there. See, Americans have a difficult time, honestly, understanding what being a lowly brother or being in humble circumstances means. Humble circumstances, of course, are relative. If you've traveled anywhere around the world, you come back home to the United States and you get a real shot about what humble circumstances really mean. See, if you go out into the world, in America, you're considered to be of humble circumstances if you have a flip phone and not a smartphone. Don't anybody admit if you have the flip phone. You're considered to be of humble circumstances if you have a motorcycle, but it's not a Harley. Humble circumstances, your house doesn't have a bedroom for every single child. And on and on and on. We live in a country that is so incredibly blessed that, quite frankly, it's somewhat invisible to us. I have been on mission trips to Russia, to Africa, to India, and other parts of the world. And I have to tell you that humble circumstances, you just don't know what humble circumstances are. When I was in Africa, the men that were on that mission trip, we had an opportunity on Sunday. We all met at this one big church that was sponsoring the trip, but then all of the men were taken out to little churches in town to preach the sermon that day. So off I went in the car with people I didn't know, and we drove down this little alley, and I'm thinking, I have no idea where I am, but I'm okay. So we get there, And I go into the pastor's office, and I can hear that they're already worshiping in the worship center. So this is about 8:30, 9 o'clock now. And so but we sit down, and the pastor's wife brings me a cup of tea, and I'm having this nice conversation with the pastor, and they're worshiping like crazy in the other room. And I'm thinking, I'm not sure what's going on here. And then eventually I said, so about how long do you want me to preach? And he goes, oh, we'll get you up there probably by 10. As long as you're done by 11:30 or so, that'd be fine. Okay. But here's humble circumstances. I got into the church there. There's probably, well, if it was the size of this room, every pew was full. Cinder block building, no air conditioning, no windows. And there's probably 150, 200.